Poised Under Pressure by Brittany Davis. Esther 5:3. And the king said to her, What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given you, even to half of my kingdom. There's a reason for the old adage, when it rains, it pours. Life has its way of pelting us with issue after issue, and just when we think things could not get any worse, they do. Esther experienced such an exaggerated life storm that there are few people on the planet that have carried such a great weight. We learn in the first four chapters of the book of Esther that after the king became enraged at his first queen, Queen Vashti, he sent his officials on a search for a new queen. After a year's worth of beauty treatments, and in competition with many of the most beautiful women in the Persian Empire, King Xerxes fell for Esther. It was love, or lust, at first sight. He was so captivated by her that he made her queen of the Persian Empire. Holding secret her identity as a Jew, Esther enjoyed the isolated luxuries of being queen. Even when the very existence of Jews throughout the Persian Empire was threatened, hidden in the queen's court, she was unaware. That is, until her cousin Mordecai showed up at the entrance of the king's gate, mourning in sackcloth and ashes, a physical representation declaring mercy. By using her servant to communicate with Mordecai, Esther learned that a day had been set aside for every Jewish person, man and woman, elderly and children, to be murdered and all their possessions plundered. This wasn't just a storm of bad news. This was a hurricane, a date set of annihilation and destruction. Naturally, this disorienting news struck fear in all the Jews, including Queen Esther. However, at Mordecai's request, Esther decided to risk her life by asking the king for his favor and pleading with him to save the Jews. Though queen, Esther had to be strategic about how she would handle this situation. Queen Esther's poise under pressure is truly remarkable, and there's a lot for believers to learn from her. 1. Esther made up in her mind that come what may, she was going to use her position to help her people. Our action starts with our decision to answer the call of God. 2. Esther chapter 5 recounts how strategic Esther was in making her request to the king. Though the situation was urgent, she did not act with haste. When we are in God's will, there is no need for anxious haste. 3. Esther's poise allowed her to think about how to best accomplish the mission. Instead of ransacking the king with her request, she thoughtfully prepared two feasts to win favor with the king and disarm Haman, the enemy of the Jews, resulting in her successfully accomplishing her plan. When life starts piling up and we run out of steam to get it all done, we can take cues from Esther to slow down and think. Most importantly, as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit as our helper, Jesus as our intercessor, and God as our Heavenly Father. So when you start to see dark clouds and feel raindrops, make a decision to honor God, refuse anxiety, and slow down to pray. Ask the Lord to order your steps. This is how we stay poised under pressure.